A very, very, very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. This is your Youth Forum coming to you live from Washington, D.C. Studio 7 on Tuesday, January the 9th, 2018. I'm your host, Mike Corbin.
And I am Evans Zininga.
So, folks, tonight we are talking about the opening of schools and a statement that was officially released by ZANU-SSU, which is the Zimbabwe National Students Union, which says that ZANU-SSU will not rest until a free education system is achieved. We're looking to have the new president of the organization, Archibald Elias Madida, on the show to hear more about that. But for now, folks, we want to hear more about your experiences today and yesterday. What was your take? What's your take, one, on ZANU-SSU's statement? And secondly, what was your experience with the new schools opening up today?
Mike.
Yes.
Let's get talking. We can invite you all people on our social media platforms. We would like to hear from you. You can find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona, or on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. Don't forget to use the hashtag StudentsDecide 2018 to make sure that we all see your comments. We are here today.
Today's their day.
Mike.
We are here.
How are you, man?
I'm great.
Good to see you.
Great.
You're looking good.
As always, baby.
Oh, my God. I love that.
But, folks, if you want to contribute live on air today, please give us a call. And the number to call is 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll give you a call right back.
We are also live streaming on live on the internet at voazimbabwe.com, voaindevele.com, and voashona.com. We're all yours today.
Oh, Evans.
Mike.
We're back again.
As usual.
Yebo yebo balaleli. Sesifikile madoda uhlelo lenu, uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Okhulumayo intatheli izindaba uMike Hove. Lamhlanje madoda, we are talking about ischool fees. Isikolo selivulile. 1 2 enye labantu abaningi bayakhala besithi hayi imali akula madoda. I can't pay for ischool fees. I can't pay for our school uniforms. So sifuna ukuzwa madoda, ngenani kuhlelo lisitshele ukuthi hayi, how did it go for day one esikolweni? One. Two, we're also talking about a statement eyakhishwa yiZANU-SSU, iZimbabwe National Students Union, besithi basically bakhangela ukuthi hey, uhulumende abhadala ischool fees yomuntu wonke oyizalwane seZimbabwe. So sikhangela ukuthi sizaba lo mkhokheli wangikhona uArchibald Elias ukuthi angene lamhlanje kuhlelo uzasichasisela kabanzi ukuthi hayi, lamhlanje bakhangela ukuthi baza kwenza kanjani, ngoba bona bayasho ukuthi njengenhlanganiso they are determined ukuthi hey, uhulumende uzabhadalela, uzahlawula imali yeschool fees. Vanzo.
Mike. Ndikuzwinza zvauri kutaura. Muri eZimbabwe nasi tiri kuda kukurukura nezvenyaya yeschool fees. Mari dzekubhadharwa kuchikoro nevana, ingave primary school, ingave creche, ingave tertiary. Tiri kuda kuti tinzwisise kuti mari idzi dziri kufamba sei, dzakamira sei, muri kudzionawo sei, muri kudzikwanisa here? Ruzhinji rweZimbabwe ruri kuchema chema, taona kana vechidiki vari kuzvikoro zvemhando yepamusoro, tiri kutaura vetertiary education, timu reZANU-SSU. Tichange tina ZANU-SSU president nasi pano, koma Archibald Madiba, tichida kunzwa kuti nyaya yavo iri kuti kudii, chikumbiro chavo kuhurumende, nechichemo chavo chihombe, chekuti ayo, dai hurumende yaona kuti mwana wese wemuZimbabwe abhadharirwa chikoro, pasina zvekukwereteswa mari, pasina zvekutamburira tamburira zviri kuitika. Saka nasi chirongwa tavhurira imimi, pindai mudariro titambe tese, tinzwe kuti imi muri kuzvionawo sei, muri kuzvifungawo sei. Zvakawanda zviri kutaurika, zvakawanda zviri kuitika. Mike, zviri kunzi kudiko kunzoko nevanhu.
Wati ngiqale lokuxolisa ebalaleli, ngibona ngani asistream kukhasi lethu leVOA Ndebele. Ngilethemba lokuthi hayi, niyazi vele imishina sometimes iyahlupha. Kwele Melika asisijwayelanga lezi zinto, kodwa sizakulungisa. Kodwa lamhlanje lizwile indaba ekhona. bengixoxa la lo lontanga lo uEvans Stephen Bro
uSharp Ancholo to light tag
uSharp
hayi ngiSharp mina
nasithutshwa nendebele nje
no problem
yazi eningi labantu bahlala bekhala besidayi
labantu
bahlala bekhala besithi labantu bahlala bakhuluma ngesishona lamhlanje indebele emchoko
no azisi ndezi azisi
kodwa Evans saka yayi report wanyatsa izwe yakhe
onyayi report rikuyenzwa tambo taura ne vakati siyanei makuseni tikataurawo nevamwe zuva rese tichienda nenguva tichinzwawo pfungwa dzakasiyana siyana asi zvandaona kunyanya Mike ndezvekuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuremerwa nemaschool fees nyika iri kurwadziwa vari kuti chaka hanzi neshona yemumwe mutauri makuseni makango chinja driver asi bhazi rimwe chete saka tingori imomo matati rigore rakapera vari kuchema kuti mafees hazvina kumira mushi kudzokera kwevana kuchikora hanzi kwanetsa
so manje bona vathini nxa so besithi okay sekuyisikhathi sokubhadhala ischool fees
hanzi vana vacha vamwe zvimwe zvikoro vana vari kuvanodzingwa zvimwe zvikoro ndozvekwadokora zvekunzi uyai nembudzi mubhadhare so pari kutaurwa zvakasiyana siyana asi zvaka nhasi tichanzwa zvakawanda ndofunga kubva kuvateereri tichanzwawo zvakawanda kubva kuvaenzi vedu vachapinda muchirongwa tichinzwawo kuti kwavari nemapoka vakamiririra zvakambomirawo sei hambeno kuti kwenyu kune zvikoro here kunonzi chiiko
kupi
Gabalanda.
I'm not going to do that. Uzabe khona umkhokheli webandla lezinasu njalo uGift Siziba nyamazi vele uOstalios otshengisela lo uyouth activist so Evans ngizokuthisa lo mlaleli
Thathoni emthelela tisukumira
silo baba mkandla unjani
ngiyaphila Mike la mahlabezu linjani dina
siyaphila vele we were gossiping about you baba
Alright.
So baba earlier on awuthi ngiqale ngithi ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo and happy new year asikakhulumi vele.
Oh thank you. Ngiyabonga lami umnyaka omusha kini.
So baba what is your take laba ungumbalisi izikolo zivuliwe namhlanje abantu bathini?
Abantu bathwele nzima kakhulu. Ukuvulwa kwezikolo kuvele kona owakho kuletha uhlukumezeka emzalini lemntwaneni labaphathi bezikolo lababalisi wonke umuntu ohambelana lezimfundo uthwele nzima ngobana izinto kazihlangani njengokukhuluma kwabantu kunzima kakhulu umntwana umela esikolo imali kayikho kumele atshintshe ngoba nxa siqalisa umnyaka wonke abantwana ingabe uyaqalisa ingabe usekuliphi ibanga lemfundo ngumnyaka omutsha kuye ingwalo ziyatshintsha kufuneka izimali amanyifomu abantu sebekhulile sokumele bantshintshe hayi baba kunzima kulukhuni abantu bathwele nzima kugcina sokusiba engathi liqala ukuthi umntwana wamzalelani ukuthi umhambise esikolo kunzima ngenxa yomumo womnotho welizwe
Kodwa baba njengoba sisi lo mongameli omutsha has that brought any change with regards to indlela isikolo sisebenza ngaso
Bangwazi ukuthi mina nxa sibe endabeni ezinjalo ezivu uba lo mongameli omutsha ongenzilutho okungelalutho ogida lapho kwakugida khona lo oyekona bambi wakhe uyaletha mehluko bani ikuthi abantu kwesinye isikhathi sigcina singena entweni lezinhliziyo singangena ngobuchopho Kakulalutho kutshintshe lona ibizo angithi lona akuthe ngu-2018 kuwana umnyaka wevike ephelile ngu-2017 kodwa isikhathi siyafanana izulu nxa lingekho kalikho xa kutheni kunjalo nje kutshintshe ibizo lokuthi kuthiwa sekulo mongameli omutsha izinto ziyafanana xathu kodwa ke futhi ayikhona lokuthi xathu izinto ungathi zikhona zisoma ngamandla kungena undoda yena longenileyo izinto zoma ngamandla wangena ezitolo lapho ubone kudula yonke into angisakhulumi ngezinto zokuhambisa abantwana ezikolweni kulukhulu jala kithi kakulula umongameli omutsha umongameli womlomo ngizenzo akudla lutho tolo lo watsha abaphansi
hayi ngiyakuzwa wethu sikhulume ngolimi lwesiki sikhulume ngesikhiwa ngoba bakhona abantu abangazisisi isindebele. So baba, yeah. I want you to ask, Zinasu has released a statement and they were basically saying ukuthi they want free education for everybody njengomuntu ongusakhulayo eZimbabwe. Is that viable?
In a normal circumstances, in a normal run country, in a normal performing economy, that would be viable. Mm. But under the present circumstances, there is nothing that would be viable if we went for free, in quotes, education. Mm-hmm. Because there is nothing who is going to provide for that free education. Mm-hmm. When the state itself is so broke that I think they can't even remember how much they have in the bank, because it's a disgraceful figure.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this issue of free education is a noble idea. I support it under normal circumstances. Mm-hmm. But as of now, I think it's just like whistling in the graveyard. It will never happen.
Ah, ngiyakuzwa baba. Ngicela ukuthi wathi kuba umlomo kancane, ngibona ngani selo mlaleli.
Okay.
Tabataita muteereri mike ari pachirongwa anditi ndofunga vamukandla vari kuteerera onai.
Of course.
Mukoma Diamond.
Hello Magadi.
Tiripo Magadi iko imimi, tinokutambirai muchirongwa.
Ndinofara uno kupinda muchirongwa.
Maita zvakanaka imi, zvavhurwa zvikoro kuZimbabwe. Venyu vana vaendawo here kuchikoro?
Chokwadi vana vaenda padambudziko rekunyanya kurwadza ka mari. Isusu tiri kuno kubasa kuSouth Africa tinokwanisa kutumira mari kuti vana vaende kuchikoro, asi mari iyoyo kana ichinge yasvika kuti vachiitora mari iyoyo ndopa kuita basa manje ipapo. Mari yakunetsa kuti ichitorwa
kumabhengi ndokuri kusunga
pfungwa dzangu dai dzasichibvira iyo hurumende pachayo. Yaita mutemo wekuti vana havakwanise kunge vachidzingwa kuchikoro for the meantime. Tika mari yakuwanikwawo mumabhengi mavo, because isu kana takatumira mari yachona ikasakwanisika kutorwa, vana vodzingwa kuchikoro, zvobatsirei manje?
Zvino hazvizoita here kuti nevamwe vasina mari vasiri kutombotsvaga, nevanayo vasiri kuda kubhadhara, vangoshandisawo mukana iwoyo wekuti nekuti vana vanzi havachadzingwa kuchikoro vongoregedza kubhadhara vachiwanda nekuti kumabhengi hakuna mari?
Kuwanza nokuti kumabhenga hakuna mari kungaveko, but nesituation iri munyika ka yakuda rubatsiro ruoko rwehurumende ropindawo mukati imomo. Kuti vangu pane nguva yatiri izvezvi vambokwanisa kubatsirawo kuti zvinhu zvireruke, vana vambodzidzawo zvakareruka kudaro, kana zvazvitobvira ngavatomboita zvemadhona chaizvo. Bhozi, upenyu hwedu kwauri kuenda izvi zvahusina kunaka. Vana vachadhamara vasisaende kuchikoro zvanhu chose zvinhu zvakaramba zvakadaro. Pfungwa yandanti nayo iyoyo.
Aiwa, pfungwa yenyu yakanaka zvikuru. Musati maenda ndikande imwezve mubvunzo pamberi penyu wekuti vechidiki vari kuzvikoro zvemakoleji matechari vari kuti ivo dai hurumende yanga yagona yangoti chikoro chisabhadharwe vangopinda mahara, mwana wese adzidze mahara, munoti wokudini pfungwa yavo?
Pfungwa iyoyo ipfungwa yakanaka chaizvo, zvokuti tinotoitsigira kuti dai vanga vachikwanisa gore rino ra 2018 vangotishurawo zvatati tamboona saizvozvo, ngoti no, vana vechikoro hurumende yakumba kubhadharirai chikoro kusvika zvinhu zvatirerukei. Mari vanayo vanavo, vanochema havo kuti havana mari, asi sezvati vanayo mari.
Aya, tinokutendai mukoma Diamond nekupinda muchirongwa, mova nezuva rakanaka nai.
Ndinofara chaizvo, ndichada kuramba ndichipinda. Musoro ndakajambwawo nechimwe chirongwa ndakatadza kuita catch up.
Aiwa,
tichaita
kuti muite catch up.
Tinotenda.
Zvakanakai.
Dangi.
Wamunzwa Mike Mutereri.
Ovetini lo baba.
Mutereri ari kuti pfungwa yekunzi chikoro chipindwe mahara yakanaka. Asi pari zvino hanzi zvakaoma. Vari kuremerwa vana kuti vadzokere kuzvikoro ikarati. Hazvina kumira zvakanaka.
One round.
Ameno kuti zvichafambiswa sei. Imbonzwai kuna vamukanda.
So baba mukanda, wuti ngibuyele kuwe. Ngilombuzo la ngibalumlayezelo ovela ku Douglas Tinashe Runesu uthi ukhuluma ngesishona ukuthi isu tinongothi pass ne new curriculum. Bengifuna ukubuza baba, inki udubo olubhekwe ngene ngabantu abaningi nge curriculum lena entsha. What is the biggest problem?
Udubo olukhulu ukuthi curriculum yona le entsha uhlelo lozokufunda lololutsha. Kwalisa abantwana labazali nzima. Kambe nxa kuya kuthi phela abantwana sokumele baphume ngesikhathi sokufunda bayedinga ulwazi ngapha izifundo ezinye zibamelele xa bengena kusekumele abancinya semele bazibatshayise ilanga selingale ingqondo zabo kaze nelisi ukuthi bathone bexutha lalo kuthiwa ngama-task. Okunye kwakhona ngibona nje masekendari kuyabe kufuna imali yokuthi umntwana gadi nje emadolobheni asuke laphana elaphana ayequtha abuze laphana asuke laphana ayelaphana umntwana ngapha kulo msebenzi lo esithi i-homework omele akwenze ngekhaya phezu kwamataski lawo kulalo kuthiwa i-research. Kuningi kakhulu ukuthi akuthi amakhanda abantwabethu bona abafunzwa khona lokho awayenelisi ukukuthwala khona lokho. Thina abanye sahamba safunda safika le ma-university sawenza lawo ma-research project. Kodwa kwakunganzima, kwakungasibi njengalokhu esikubona ebantwaneni. Eqinisweni eqinisweni, abantwana bazabaleka ezikolweni beqotha ikolo kuthiwa yi-new curriculum. Eyapho yathathwa abantu babanjwa ngamandla kwazake kwenziwe ucwaningo lokuthi kuzahamba njani ebantwaneni. Undoda lolukora yikho bamtshayisa phansi wabo kuvuka kwelina ngowaphupha ukuthi into le kayingena ezikolweni akwenziwa njalo. Ngathi into le yaqale yahluzwa okweminyaka mhlawumbe emine bayiqalelela abantwana phansi babe bekhwela lawo besiya phezulu izabangela ukuthi abantwana bazoluka ezikolweni laba balithi nxa bengatholi imisebenzi eminye bazatshiya ngoba lokhu yikusebenza njengesigqili.
So kodwa baba, njengoba umnumzana Dokora was fired sokulo munye umphathi ntambo, has that generated any difference with regards to i-curriculum?
Not at all, according to my knowledge. Nothing has changed. Actually, I remember Dr. Mavima saying, Aluta continue with the new curriculum. So it means he did not even do his own homework and listen to the stakeholders. I'm sure if you listen to PTUZ, Zimta, Atu, Zinas, almost everyone who is a stakeholder in the education system of this country is not happy with what is happening because there was no consultation, they did not want to get any advice from anybody. Like always, this government is not people friendly.
So manje baba, njengoba eningi, I remember at some stage in point umnumza Dokora had said ukuthi abantu abangela mali can now pay with the livestock. Is that still going on?
Yekela ngiqale ngihleke ngoba yena owabona ngabi khona lokho kusenzakala. Phela indaba yokufunda le ungade nxa uzofungathenga amabhuku abantwana amashokola uyayitengisela abani imbuzi uzabe uzigcina esilayini sikabani. Umntwana ufunda empophoma kobulawayo bayayithatha imbuzi egwatemba babuye lazo uzazigcina abe umfana isikole azithengisele bani. Yikudlala lokho njalo kanti nxa ufuneka itshintshi uzamtshintsha ngani ngenkukhu uyamtshintsha ngani? Wayekhuluma nje ngabona nxa wakube ngaleyo ndlela njengoba lathi sakuzwe kathi kunjalo ngiyaxolisa simli ngabona kukhona ekubhemile
wazawakuhlekisa baba. Hayi no, ngiyakuzwa baba. So Evans, do you have any question for Mr. Mkapa? Go ahead and shoot, buddy.
Mr. Mkandla.
Yes, sir.
Long back, there were facilities provided by the government through various models of funding to support students in colleges and universities until they graduated, and there was a structure for them to pay back after graduating and once they've started to work. Do you see this feasibly happening anytime soon?
Well, as I've said, I think some of us went through that. I remember when I went to college, way back during the colonial era, there was what was called the VTL, vocational training loan, which was deducted from my salary the moment I started teaching. And even though I came from a not-so-rich background, I was able to do my training and finish it. And I know in the schools there was what used to be called a grant to the students, per student, primary and secondary school. And that assisted the financial burden that the parents had. But currently, because of this government is bankrupt in terms of proper policies, and again, because I don't know if there is political pride to admit and accept that those revolving funds paid dividends at the end of the day, they are not prepared to do that. I think they are more of interested in just getting money from the people, not coming up with policies that will make even the poorest of the poor attain education. I'm sure they should be ashamed of themselves. Well, some of them, I know some of them, we may have been together at college, that's how they came through, even at university. But now they don't want to do the same for the less privileged of our communities. As I see it now, none of that is going to happen. I don't see that happening. I don't know if we're ever going to have a new government this year. Then perhaps we can start talking of these things. With the current government, they will never, ever, ever do that.
That's a very tough one there, Mr. Mkandla. But hey, we appreciate your contribution, and I hope the powers that be are also listening to these conversations, and they will take heed and understand what the people are looking for and how to help the nation. Thank you very much, Mr. Mkandla.
Thank you.
All right. Forward. Mkoma forward, juru wa mbae.
Ya, mazura zei.
Hata, swera mkoma mraite.
Hati, nane edu.
Mapinda ka mchurongwa baba. Manzwanya eripo, chukurukura neze. Ya. School fees. Zikoro, zavura. Zakavura nezuro, zimwe, zavura nasi.
Zavura nasi.
Saka, hati zoti maga zvona sezo.
Ima mafura ere.
I was in the bank.
Mr. Forward, ndikubvunzai mubvunzo umwe chete. Mabata nyaya yekuti mati mimi makorea Smith zvinhu zvanga zvakatonaka, maministri osa achimhanya zvakanaka, mari iripo, ndobva tasirwa zvinhu zvakanaka kudaro. Zvakazoenda kupi zvatakasirwa zviya zviya? Mari yataive nayo yakatorwa nani? Makapinda zvipfukuto here mudura? chii chakazoitika
kunane zviro takatiri patironga zviro takatiri patironga takapinda nguva yapera kana makanadzo kutarisa problem iri muZimbabwe kana vanhu vachiita vari mukuru vakuru muhurumende vakazvikomberedza nemasavhenizwa kuti kana ukada kujamba unobaya kana ukada kuti hei ini vanokurwanisa zviri izvo muta ndakambokupai mufananidzo wekuti mucharangarira here pa 1992 or 3 kuti kumbirai kangai kuti minister weagriculture akaba 300 million Zimbabwean dollars uri munhu one vanhu vachiri 6 million zvekuti munhu umwe waikwanisa kuita mari ipapaimi iyoyo agriculture ndobvaya kunge ipapo ndakupai mufananidzo wanyanya gumbo nemakrestida aya aitengerwa maminista kuti chii ndakatora nzimbo minista ministri iyoyo ndobva yaikadobva papera saka tikamatsiropodza maministri ese ava nemasiyirwa azvo zvataiziva ro ministry of road nguva yasinoiti mugwagwa wotodziga waigiredwa waifamba mota yemukuru wevadzidzi imbazoona
saka nyika iyi
zviripo zvichifamba zvakanaka but iko zvino unoshayiwa kuti nhai mota dziri kufamba sei vanhu vane mota vane mweye murefu dzingadini kana vane makombi vane mweye murefu saka tozvatati todini ngavangoti no kusvika zvazvonaka vanhu ngavangoenda chikoro mahara and kana kuti ndekurikupapa nemabhazi ehurumende kuri amahara mindeko munoenda kusvika nokuti tatoona kuti hapana chinhu chiti hatisina imwe nzira hatisina imwe option nokuti chero ndikada kuenda kuministry of health hakuna chinhu ndikada kuenda kuministry of mines hakuna chinhu ndikada kuenda kuministry of water hakuna nemvura yaita vanomwa madhaka ndikada kuenda papi pese saka tinotangira papi nyange muri mumega munondibvunza mubvunzo wakadaro tinotangira papi nemuwe munozoona sezvi zvakaita sezvi
tanzwa mukoma zvamataura
mudai mubhadharai kana mwana ukadai munosunga munotorerwa nechikonzi oda unotora zvechikonzi chemunhu unosora kutambura kumaricho asi ii munogamba mari murutunganidza munotora mari yese muchigovana pakenyu nokuda kwesimba romunenge munaro varombo vaya vogara vari varombo then vafumi vogara vari vafumi country is this one and what kind of a government is this one
hey regai ndikubatei muromo mukoma wangu asi zvamataura ndofunga veruzhinji vanzwa naivo vakateerera vakuru kana vari pedyo vanzwawo pfungwa dzenyu tinovimba vachateerera vagogadzirisa zvinhu kuti zvinofamba sei tipowo vamwe mukana mike wanza zvataurwa nemukuru hero wanza zvataurwa here nemukuru
utenipela ubaba forward
baba forward vari kuti nyika iyi ngaigadziriswe hanzi Smith aive nani akasiya zvinhu zvakanaka maministiri ese aine mari nzira inoenda kudhibha ichigiredhwa ichigadzirwa zvese izvo zvanzi hakusisini saka mwoyo wavo wakavhiringika havana mufaro
hai baba lapa balaleli silo mnumzana uforward umlaleli wethu ungeni lokuhlelo waze wachasisa wathi heye madoda madoda inhliziyo yakhe iphukile ngoba one ubona ngani ngesikhathi sika umnumzana uSmith everything was great uthi hayi kodwa manje sokulomehluko ngathi amanzi le oil akubambisani it's not the same but hayi madoda yena ufuna ukuthi kube lomehluko kube la tshintsho elizweni lethu ufuna ukuthi umongameli lo omutsha atshintshe alethi nguquko
maonero avo
of course
maonero avo isu takanga tisiko makore ana Smith avari kutaura asi tiri kunzwa vachitaura pano kuti ndo zvakanga zviriko ini ndofunga kuti dai zvaigoneka kunzi nzira dzigadzirwe vana vaende kuchikoro hanzi ndo nhau yataringa pano nhasi yekuti vana vaende kuchikoro zvakanaka chine chinhu chinenge chiri chinhu chakanaka ichocho chatiri kutsvaga kuda kunzwisisa chaicho chaicho ndechekuti zvoitwa sei zvese zviri kunzi zviri kunetsa izvi kuti zvigadziriswa
wothi ngibuyele kulo ubaba Mkandla before we go to guest wethu owesibili uGift Siziba baba Mkandla usasekhona
ngikhona kaelidala
okay wothi ngikubuze one more question and then we can let you go uyazi baba Mkandla eningi labantu keep talking about isikhathi sika mnumzana Smith mina I wasn't born mina ngiyi born free so nxa abantu bese comparisha both times is there a chance yokuthi umongameli lo omutsha can bring back those good times
Ah, kungabona kungafana ukukhela intaba ngomhlanu iqanze sibili ishamba dalala nxa usheshamba nosuka kobulawayo. Akwenzeki ngoba into le ungathi luhlanga lwebandla leli elibusayo ukuthi abantu kumele bezwe ubuhlungu kakhulu. Nxa sisithi izinto zazisebenza ngesikhathi sikaSmith, thina abanye safunda ngale kwakuSmith, safunda esekhona sasebenza elokhu ekhona. Ngaphandle kokuxoxana lezombangazwe lezilandani, iqiniso yikuthi izinto zazihlelekile. Sisho sibili iqiniso elipheleleyo, bangasola abaswelayo, kodwa abayintanga yama abakubonayo bangena ezikolweni bafunda bakwazi ukuthi izinto zazingcono. I-school fees sasibambeka, imali yayikhona, lemisebenzi sekuthethi godini lemaplazini langaphi, abantu babehamba basiyasebenza kwenzela ukuthi bafundise abantu babo. Abantu babethengisa ingathi inkukhu wawulako uyithengisa lezo sikhathi uyibhadala esikolweni. Khathesi uzobhadala i-school fees omntwana, uyaqeda isibalo sonke du kungelalutho. Ukuthi izinto zibuyele kuhambana vele kangiboni, kanti bakudiliza bekangele ngaphi. Angithi uhulumende lo usukela ngo-1980 kwaba lokuyibisetha okuncane okwe-inclusive government. Kodwa uhulumende lo nguye vele kazihluphi ngezinto ezithinta impilo yabantu kakhulu labo abaswelayo. Uhulumende lo kuphatheka ngezinto ezingelancedo, ngezinto zokuxabana lokwezi zinto ezingaqedani ezenzondano. Kahlali phansi abuze bonabo abantu abakhokela ukuthi lapha singenza njani. Bangaze babuze laba bantu, ngathi ngesilungu, this government is full of arrogant ministers. They don't want to listen to anybody. What they only exude and display is belligerence. They want their power to be served, not to do anything good for the nation. I'm sorry to say, as long as these guys are there, this country will sink deeper, if ever there is any way deeper to go.
Ha, Baba Mkanda, sikuzwile ngempela. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu. Bekuhle ukuba la uhlelo namhlanje, baba.
No, let me abonga. Thank you so much, guys. Continue the good work.
Thank you. And Happy New Year one more time.
Happy in small letters, because there is nothing really to be happy about except to thank the Almighty that was still alive.
Ukuthi sifikile. Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu, baba.
Siyabonga.
Umelo busuku buhle.
Thank you. Siyabonga.
So, Evans. Ngizokuthika tine guest wethu wechipiri. Mr. Siziba. Unomzele.
Osaliwa.
Unomzele.
Zivapha. Jamuka.
Ah, and yeah.
Jamuka.
That's correct.
Aha.
Siziba unjani chief? Siziba.
Eh, ngiyakuzwa.
Aw, unjani baba?
Hayi ngiyaphila.
Kunjani phela? Use Harare angithi?
Yise Harare.
Izinto zime kanjani khona apho eHarare njengoba isikolo sesivuliwe?
Hayi, Harare kubi lapha ngoba vele kunzima ngoba abantu ukuthi bezikolo kuyahlupa. Njalo abafana umnanga kuthi ufuna ukutshintsha izinto, kodwa into zakho nazibonakali ukuthi zitshintsha njani.
Kodwa eningi labontanga bona bathini nxa sebesithi okay isikhathi sesikolo sesifikile, wena ngithi lawe ya also at the University of Zimbabwe?
Yes.
Bona bathini? Yabona
ukuthi ulihluphe khona ukuthi izikhathi eziningi nxa izikolo zivulwa, okuhle kufika engqondweni yomntwana ludubo. Ikati kudala nxa sibona thina njengami nangena isikolo 99, ngangiye ngaqalisa ukucabanga ngokuthi izikolo zivuliwe manjani lalokhu kumbe kunje. Ngambona kuyisikhathi sokuyabona bheka abangane lokuchasisa kubabalisi ukuthi hayi ilangeni ngasoze ngalikhohlwa. Sasihambe savakashi kuyabona impophoma zeVitoli. Manje kathesi ikakhulu kwe-university vele uma senza so sukucabanga uhlupho lokuthi manje kathesi ama-results ngiyabuyela esikolo, angikwazi ukuthi ngaphuma le ngayo ngoba ngikabhadala i-school fees. Sengifuna enye imali kathesi. So ikuvula kwezikolo kungani kuvula igapa eligcwele amahomisi amakhulu kakhulu empilweni zomntwana wesikolo. Manje kuba nzima kakhulu ngingazi emzalini nxa kunzima kimi njengomfundi.
Ah, kuyafana baba. So okay, what sikhulume ngesikhiwa for a bit ngoba bakhona abantu abangazwisisi ngolwimi ulwimi lwesiNdebele. Harare, what is it looking like when it comes to the youth? You know, schools have now opened and a lot of people are now... we've already spoken to some parents that are complaining about the school fees, saying, hey, my daughter, there's no money. Based on your experiences as someone who's constantly working with the youth, what is it looking like there?
One of the albatross against the full realization of education in Zimbabwe is one of the key pillars to the economy. Is exactly the school fees, both at primary, secondary, tertiary level. I will speak from a tertiary level. The challenge whenever schools are opening is to begin to think about how much money you put into education. It is very topic, and most of the students, in fact, 68% of students in tertiary education are living in debt. Most of them have fees arrears that have not cleared. They are not aware of their results. So they continue the next semester on work. So it's only work that is transferring one student from a semester to the next. And also even locating the education crisis with the broader unemployment crisis, that you have to work so hard, pay exorbitant fees, and then fail to get a certificate, and then wake up next morning with an empty stomach and a jobless existence. That trouble is the one thing that every student thinks of every time when schools are open. That I'm struggling, but where am I going to get a new job? Where am I going to be employed? Is the economy enough to consume me as a graduate? But how much money am I forking out to acquire this tertiary education certificate?
So now, Gift, you know, school from primary up until secondary, the government itself says that as a student, you should have access to education. It's a basic right. Is that still applicable? Is that still happening in Zimbabwe? Ukuthi abasakhulayo from grade 1 up until grade form 6, it's free that, education.
That is only in the constitution, section 75, subsection 1 Zimbabwean constitution, is the only thing that still speak that particular language. The government speaks no such language. Because they are privatizing primary education and secondary education. So rhetoric has been a challenge, because rarely rhetoric it cannot be transferred into policies and actions of government. So, for example, these guys say, no, we're going to provide free education, but people are paying. Go anywhere, just pick a school fees. Students will tell you that I'm paying so much in primary school. In universities, even worse. Actually, today, a few students were detained at HICC when they attempted to attend the chancellor and the vice chancellor's meeting at the Ara International Conference, and wherein the duo was discussing around the tertiary education and even promising academic freedom, that no, you should hold public lectures at universities, they should be sent up for debate and dialogue. But go to the Zimbabwe tomorrow and demand to have a public lecture that scrutinizes the national question. You be shut down, you be suspended, banned from anywhere closer to College Drive and Mount Pleasant Drive. So these challenges where rhetoric and the politics is not translated into policy has become an albatross in terms of full realization of academic freedom. So that is the same thing with tertiary education funding. So they say, no, we have to do this, but it will never materialize. The Minister of Tertiary Education just released recently a 100-day plan. It does not speak to the crisis of funding in tertiary education. And that is the exact challenge, that tertiary students are not funded. So what happens next? There are consequences. Social life, economic life of students begin to diminish, because their education is not funded. So what happens with this type of mark in universities, with these challenges of corruption and challenges, you know, of students now engaging in other activities with external, you know, former, you know, students and these other madalas. It's because people are in search of survival. So if you pay certain fees, you don't have money to eat at college, because they're not staying on campus. You are renting somewhere, which is something like $100, $120 a month. So don't get that money, and then universities want their money in full, no payment plan. But the economy is in shambles. We don't have, literally, don't have an economy to talk about in this country, in as far as education is concerned, in tertiary institutions. So these contradictions around different, you know, strategic sectors of our economy are affecting the day-to-day livelihood of.
Mugoma Gift.
Yes.
I'm going to throw you in the deep end for a little bit.
Okay.
There has been talk around that said university and college students in Zimbabwe whenever they get access to funding in terms of grants and loans. They misbehave across the city, they engage in prostitution, they engage in drug abuse, they engage in various misdemeanor across the country. How do you respond to that?
That is an ageist rhetoric by tired and failed politicians who do not understand the importance of a social fabric in any society, number one. Number two, it is a pure rhetoric by these old people who have failed to run this economy. So their justification of failing to fund education is that it's promoting vagabond. But what gave them the moral mandate to speak about corruption and all these other things are downplayed and so forth, these people are known. Some of the former ministers in Robert Mugabe's government were caught in Brazil trying to satisfy their social desires in those higher design vendors somewhere in Brazil and Eastern and Northern Europe. So these people have no moral barometer. Even during the liberation, most of them were known for indulging and diverting from the fundamentals of the populace, the Razema soldier, which founded the moral barometer of the struggle for liberation in our lifetime. So these are people who are even known of even sneaking. We have names of government officials who sneak into tertiary institutions and try to cajole female students using their SUVs given cadres of the bloated government structures, whether within the civil service, the civil bureaucracy, and different government structures. So these are the very same people who are even infecting students with the STI. So they don't have the moral mandate to talk about how students conduct themselves after being given grants. The last time students have grants, I was not even born when students were given grants. So to then say students who are in tertiary education today, who misbehave, and also using history to justify their failure and history to predict the future is very dangerous and detrimental for our society. But if we do so, we're going to say, no, these same people failed the global government, they're not for looting, we lost 50 billion under their own disabled leadership. So they must also equally disappear from the courses of power. So that statement, I think, should not go to me. They are the worst people that define that particular process of fitting in the same smell issues of their historic behavior.
Uh-huh. Okay, Mr. Gift, I get you. I get you very loud and clear. I'm going to throw one more question and we will give you a little break so we can put this in perspective and also share with the other listeners and viewers on what you are saying and what you, your views have been. There used to be a presidential education scheme that took students from all over the country. I remember it was run by Mr. Mushowe, and they used to have a program that took students across various colleges and institutes in South Africa, in China, in Russia. Is that still going on? Do you have an idea on that?
To correct the fact, that program was taking ZANU-PF students or ZANU-PF-linked individuals to go and study somewhere. For obvious political reasons, it was never meant to benefit, as it said in the blueprint, the vulnerable and the orphans in our society. But wherein in our society we expect a broader presidential program to support students who should go and study based on merit. Mm-hmm. So one of the dangers and challenges of this particular initiative is nepotism and corruption. They are all clouded in the smelly bag of corruption. So that it becomes a challenge and continues to be a challenge today. Pick any individuals from a society who have excelled very well in their academic endeavors, who have been selected from this program. You not pick anyone who cannot give you a contact of somebody who they are biologically related or closely related to with a member of that case.
Okay. Sikubambe kancane, Gift. Don't go away. We'll come back to you in a little bit. Just hang on there.
We have another guest. One more. Yebu. Mama Sara Ure. Zirufambe, mkoma.
Ya, zirufambe.
Mkoma, mruundi neta pana papa WhatsApp, asimuripo pa mebo.
Ya, pa WhatsApp, meno zirubiti, kaka wano mbara bara kwa wako pana wano zirubiti.
Aywa, atiru kamshire mchirongo mkoma.
Thank you very much.
Saka, nyaye ripo na tutawala neze, nyaye tushikoro zavuru wa one. Uyeze two, zinasu Zimbabwe Zimbabwe zinasu, sorry.
National Students Union.
Yes, it escaped my head for a second. They were saying kuti they want free education for majority of Zimbabweans, of course, because it's a basic human right. Now, as someone who is part of the Rural Teachers Union, what is your take on that?
Free education is a constitutional right enshrined in the Constitution of Zimbabwe, Section 75, and it must be realized. That's number one. Number two, the establishment of a democratic developmental state, which is something that we have always argued that it should drive the ideological pathway of our society, enshrined that education must be funded. Education, health must be funded by the state. It is the reason why we collect tax. It is the reason that why we are so much interested in the scandal that happens in the diamond sector and other, you know, tax generating, you know, a resource, natural resources in our country. It is because that education must be funded, and it is a possibility, and it is the only way forward for our society in terms of human development and the empowerment. Because remember, Zimbabwe is a hugely agro-based economy, and only when you have technical expertise grown from Zimbabwe who understand the climatic conditions and they've experienced in the society can only be able to drive the establishment of a democratic developmental state anchored on a socially just economy, and that is the clear provision of free education.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, based on my understanding of the Constitution, free education is up until secondary school. So, for example, we're speaking to Gifts about who we still have on the line, and he was talking about how Zinasu, and he also agrees with them, that they don't accept the 100-day plan released by the new minister because it doesn't address issues such as free education. Now, for someone at tertiary education, how do you then explain or justify that, where in the Constitution itself says up until secondary school?
The Constitution allows funding a free education when resources permit. So it does not limit. The Constitution is very clear that it does not then stop funding of tertiary education. So which is part of the things that probably amendment should make it clear in terms of provision of education. But we believe beyond the doubt, if somebody who has been in tertiary institutions, and I'm still there, and I believe that tertiary education must be funded. It's not so much in terms of its bachelor implications on the economy, but then those that can contribute to the economy are so much that it is worth an investment. So our argument is both from an ideological perspective and also from a clear economic perspective that without free education, we cannot speak of the future. But it's not about seeing things that you can see with our own eyes, but it's telling things to the future, to say how much we invest to the future and show our commitment as a government and our commitment as a people to the future of this country through funding education. So for me, I think it's something that should not be compromised. And I wish if I was a student leader, I was going to spend the entire, after Idimnanga Council today, that you know, academic freedom must be realized in state institutions. I was going to spend my entire semester demonstrating and demanding free education because it's something that is possible in our society. The only way that is stopping free education in Zimbabwe is corruption. Corruption, corruption and lack of political will from the central government.
Mukoma Masaraude. Hello? Murugundi Nzai, Remgoma.
Murugundi Nzai, Baba.
Vachiri Mukoma Masaraude.
Saurai warukunza.
All right. Ndoda kuti ndikubate muromo zvishoma ndidzoke pakuti ndaona panapa muri kumirira Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Tambotsvaga makuseni tikashaiwa mumwe angataura akamiririra vavarairidzi maererano nematambudziko ari muzvikoro. Tangoona kuchitsimbirirwa nau yekunzi mari dzadhura, maextra lessons hatichada. Zvikoro zviri kunetsa vana nevabereki. Todawo kumbonzwawo mutauri anotaura kuti imi sevarairidzi zviri kukunetsa iwo zvii. Takatarisana nehurumende, takatarisana nevabereki, takatarisana nevana vari muzvikora.
Halo.
Manzwa zvandabvunza here mukoma?
ndakunzwai.
Ndipindurewo ipapa apo tinzwe kuti munopaonawo sei.
Ya, ndinoda kutaura ndakamirira mubereki, ndakamirira varairidzi zvamataura izvandisi murairidzi angu, ndodoitawo rimwe basa ndiri South Africa.
Okay, ababa tapinda mapinda kapchirongwa muri muterere handi.
Alright,
mapinda yenyu muchirongwa. Saka mamuchidzi. Endera yenyu mbere.
Ndiri kutaura kuti nyaya iripo varume chinokangamwa vanhu, chinokangamwa vatungamiri vedu ava kuti ivo vanhu. Vadzidzisi havangakwanisi kuita basa muzvikoro musina mabhuku. Unomukira kunoticha vana vanokangamwa zvavakadzidzisa nezuro. Vononyora matezi, hapana pekunyorera, hapana pekuita chii. Uri kuti une vadzidzisi masivhu ose vandi munyika yekuitei zvakadaro. Chinotinetsa varume ava imbavha, ndozita raringashandisa rechokwadi. Vatungamiri vedu ava imbavha, vanopromota umbavha, vanoti havadi corruption nemuromo. Asi corruption vachiita every day, kuri kungorarama kwavo kwavanoita every day. Vana vavo varume ava havadzidzi muZimbabwe. Ivo pachavo havarapwi muZimbabwe. Saka zvemuZimbabwe inzvimbo yavo, bvesi ravo rekuluta nekuba vari chete. Hapana chavo chiri muZimbabwe vanava. Chavo chiri muZimbabwe ndivo physically kuzotibira. Because tikatarisa kuti munhu anobatiwa kunzi anga ane mari mumba 10 million savachombo, yakatogwa yakaendedzi. Vari kusungirwa nyaya dzecorruption dzangu ane dzimba dzakadai 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 dzichiri dzavachombo dzimba idzi. Dzinodi kutogwa, dzotengesegwa vanhu, mari yotogwa yoiswa muzvikora vana vodzidza. Saka zvavari kuita ivo havatodi kuti maZimbabwe munge makadzidza sezvatasvika patara kuti takuona zviri musaga. Zviri musaga zvaataparendi maita kukwanisa kuzviona. Ndo zvavakanga vasingadi kubva pekutanga. Ivo vana vavo havadzidzi muZimbabwe. Ivo pachavo havarapi muZimbabwe. Zimbabwe bvesi ravo rokuluta. Saka zvimwe zvese zvatingaita ruzhinji kweZimbabwe tiri kungobibwa nevanavo. Because ukataza kanga yakanga akaba 15 mita kuti miriyoni yegreen paipa akaitwa sei, haana kusungwa. Vamugaba vanonzi ane mapurasi 13 havana chavanoitwa, votonzi pei yavo inofanirwa kuwanikwa every month. Asi pei yaticha ari kuticha vana kuti kuve nepundudzo munyika haiko. Zvinorevei vane dzimba dzinobuda izvi nemafoni nematv nese todzona dzimba dzavo dzemabhiriyoni nemamiriyoni. Vanozvidii mari iyoyo vakaiwanedi. Why can't you sell those things zvakabiwa mari idzoke munyika? That's the only way hurumende yavamunangagwa ingaita kuti ireform yeZimbabwe idzokere payanga iri. Zvabatiwa zviri pambavha ngazvitogwe zvitengesewe. Mari tiizive kuti pakaushenwa mba yanhingi yakanga iri pakati kaiswa mari musvesi. Ndochoga nzira inokwanisa kuita. Zvikoro zvakavhugwa izvozvo zviri kuno South Africa ndine vana 4. Ndokwanisa nhamongani yekuti ndinoshuzhira vabereki. Ndinotumira chikafu chokudya, ndinoda kupambara nemayunifomu. Ndozvindopindira mumabhuku. Mari yacho unotumira school fees, mari yacho unowana kuti unotumira kunobhadhara chikoro. Chii chavari kunyatso kuita kuda kuti kutiitira?
Mukoma wangu.
Ndakamira sei wavari kuita.
Ndikubatei muromo mukoma. Ndakubatai muromo handisi kukumisai kutaura. Nguva yedu yakuzoenda kwainonoperera toitira kuti vamwe vachiwanawo mukana titipendere itipendere. Asi nhauya mataura yakakosha tainzwa. Tovimbawo nevakateerera vanzwa zvinyunyuto nezvichemo zvenyu. Naivo vakuru venyika todaira kuti vari kuteererawo vachanzwawo kana vachigadzirisawo zvakwavari. Asi tovimba kuti shoko harivhikwi, hazvisi zvibhakera rinenge rasvika chete. Saka tinokutendai nekupinda muchirongwa.
Ndokutendai zvikuru baba.
Zvakanaka imukoma wangu.
Evans, we committed a sin, my friend.
Mike.
Hatina kuverenga macomments.
A very dangerous sin. A very dangerous sin. But I'm going to ask you to give me 1 minute. I have to say this before. 1 minute.
Pinda.
Before. Ndoda kupindawo muchirongwa.
Go. What's
it? Unoona tisati tauya pachirongwa chinechi. Ndambotarisa zviri kuitwa kune dzimwe nyika. Tikatarisa nyika yeBotswana, maitira vanoitawo education system yavo. Tikatarisawo Libya, ndafarira yeLibya. This is very funny, but I'm going to share this. In Libya, you don't pay a single cent for any form of education all the way from 0 to 100 until you finish. As a graduate, when you finish, before you get a job, the government will pay you assumably what you would have earned if you had found a job in your industry.
Okay.
This is what's happening in other countries.
Kuendele with Libya.
Libya, nema shatira inonzi, yaka hita mu Africa.
Hey, hey.
Kubotswana, mwana wetha anoenda kuchikora anobhadhara.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Kana ukawana nzvimbo kuAmerica uri mwana wechizvarwa chekuBotswana, hurumende yeBotswana inokupa mari yokutumira kuchikoro uende unodzidza. Kana wadzoka woshanda, woshandira nyika. You can pay back in various ways. In kind, by committing to the society and other things. Asi ndiri kuda kuti tinzwewo kuti zvinhu zvakadai zvese izvi kuZimbabwe hazvisi kuonekwa here.
What's the buzzer?
Zvoitwa sei?
Kuti usiziva usasaiko. Siziva angiti kukona.
Did we lose him?
Gift angiti kukona.
Yeah, ngikona.
Right, so uyamuzwa phela uEvans ubebuza esithi ungabheka amanye amazwe uyazi education. Chogachov, the whole ride, mahala. Bese city, nga usuqedile, you now work for the government. Because when they invested in you, you are now paying them back. Hey, Zimbabwe, what's stopping us from doing something like that?
Exactly. That's my point. We've argued and we continue to argue today that the debate must not be the provision of education. The debate must be what then should be a plowback mechanism of saying if we invest in human resource capital, you can go to Google, you find a Zimbabwean working there, go to Apple, go to any institution, prominent organization in the world, you find Zimbabweans working there anywhere in the world. We are known because of our intellectual prowess. So we argue today that it is very critical for us to invest in human resource capital, and then begin to debate on how can somebody plow back. I at my school is paid for by Joshua Nkomo Scholarship. They never demanded anything back, but I begin to work in my society and provide whatever I can in terms of my intellectual ability to plow back to the society. So we already have people having that will in themselves without being pushed to work back in their society to build Zimbabwe. Go to the Scandinavian countries. I was in Northern Europe recently. They're free education and people work there. They come to Africa, do their researches, go back. You know, you can do it here in Zimbabwe. You can have individuals going to study. In any fact, it should be a government program of action to say the best brains must be sent to these institutions, brilliant institutions of violence, so that they can come back and save. That's why nuclear powers, countries like Russia and so forth, have their students in Oxford, you know, and all these students come from Israel to go and study in Europe because you want to advance your economy, they want to advance their nuclear powers. So for us, that's where the debate must be, not on whether free education must be given or not. When resources are there, there's no economic argument that can justify the reason why government cannot fund tertiary education in Zimbabwe.
Hi. Loud and clear.
Loud
and clear. Gift, you are a force to reckon. I love the kind of arguments you're throwing to the nation. It shows where you stand and what you anticipate to see in a well-developed Zimbabwe. All the best in your endeavor, and I hope 2018 is going to be a great year for you. Unfortunately, we're going to be going to the end of the show, but we do appreciate you're coming on the
thank
show.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much to fellow citizens.
We will always come back to you, my
thank
brother.
You, thank you.
So we get more insights and views pertaining education thank in Zimbabwe.
Thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you very much.
So, Evans, mchokocho, quickly, what in Binyelene Pela, ama listeners la. Mbalumlaizelo, Israel Putirwa, uti Hansi, the richer are becoming richer whilst the poor are becoming poorer and poorer. Elvis, are you watching from Beria?
Beira.
That's
Mozambique.
Felix Hansi, is it raining in Beira? As long as the NUPF political cult is in power, it can only get worse next, Banyika. And then Simon Mabaso says, free education is a problem even in South Africa. South Africa is failing to offer free education through the government. It's better financially than Zimbabwe. This talk of free education will take years to be realized in Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Umlayezelo siyabonga wonke umuntu ongenileyo kuhlelo siyabonga madoda isikhathi wathi ngilivalelise masanga ngevikezayo olivalisayo uMike Hobe madoda mtswakazi omuhle lilale.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for joining in and for contributing. This is the night of night, I'm in my city.